I'm Mike Breen, AMS Public Awareness Officer and host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, and I'm talking with Alan Gary, who is a junior at Vista High School near San Diego and is one of the 10 qualifiers for the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician. So, Alan, is there anything you're looking forward to with regard to the competition?
Well, being able to compete and also to meet the other competitors, I think will be really cool.
So they come from all over the country. Do you know if you've run into any of them before?
I probably won't have met them before.
So you'd be meeting them, probably just like me, for the first time?
Yeah.
We asked the contestants to fill out an information form, and naturally you filled one out, Alan. One thing I was interested in is it trebuchet that you built?
Yeah. The middle school that I went to, their physics class was studying projectile motion, and so some of my friends and I actually built a trebuchet for them.
You said it's 10 feet high?
Well, including the swinging arm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And just the base by itself is a little over 5 feet.
And it was functional?
Yes.
You didn't mount an assault on a rival school or anything, did you?
Unfortunately, no, we didn't get to do that. Mm-hmm. We just launched tennis balls across the football field.
Ah, sounds like a pretty elaborate thing. Did you consult historical references to figure out how to build it, or just use your physics knowledge?
We pretty much just used physics knowledge.
Really? It's what most people might call a catapult, right?
Yeah. Well, with most catapults, they have something elastic that lifts up the swinging arm that launches something. The trebuchet uses a hanging weight to swing the arm.
You said you shot tennis balls. I'm thinking of what people do on TV sometimes, like shooting watermelons or anything like that. Anything exotic that you launched with this?
Unfortunately, we didn't get to, because the basket was too small for pretty much anything else.
What was the longest launch you had?
I'm not really sure. I think we were able to make it 3/4 the length of the field.
That's pretty good. That's like 75, 80 yards.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add about that machine?
Well, unfortunately, near the end, we were testing it with different weights so that the kids would be able to know the weight would affect how fast it goes. And at one point, we put on too many, and it actually did break.
Oh, darn.
But we got it working on video.
Well, that's good. That's all right. You said your favorite thing about school. What is your favorite thing about school, Alan?
Just being able to learn new things.
Mm-hmm. What kind of courses are you taking?
I'm taking math, 2 sciences, history, English, and Spanish. So I like how we don't just learn about one thing. We get to learn about a whole bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm. And you're able to keep those things sorted in your mind.
Yeah.
Is math your favorite subject?
Yes.
And what math are you taking now?
Right now, I'm in AP Calculus.
AP Calculus. So will you take the exam in May?
Yeah.
That's a pretty involved exam. And a lot of people spend a lot of time preparing for it. Do you know if that's what your curriculum will do as well?
Yeah, we're already going over practice AP questions.
Really? Already?
Yeah.
It hardly leaves any time for the regular calculus. What point are you in the course?
Right now, we're on derivatives. But we just finished a unit, and I'm actually not sure what's next.
All right, but the teacher will know. So, yeah. Alan, is there anything you'd like to add?
I'm really excited to get to be in this competition.
Well, we're glad to hear that, and we're glad that you qualified, and wish you good luck. That's Alan Gary, who, as I said, is a junior at Vista High School in California near San Diego, and he'll be one of the 10 contestants in the 2013 National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, which will take place Thursday morning, January 10th, from 9:30 to 11, and that's Pacific time. Alan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.